Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Rick Elfman, the president of Flooring Solutions. How you doing, Rick?
Good. How are you doing, Kemp?
I'm good. I wanted to talk about this news that you've made the decision to join Starnet. We'll get to that in just a minute. First, let's talk about your family's heritage in the flooring business. I mean, it goes back over 100 years, doesn't it?
It sure does. My grandfather started a flooring company in Boston in 1907. He had come over from Russia. Quick story, he went to work in a warehouse, a flooring warehouse, and fell in love with the owner's daughter, who was the bookkeeper, ended up marrying her, and then ending up taking over the business. And he worked there for until he died. He was 88. And then my dad came in after World War II. It was called Ben Elfman and Son, by the way. We were a wholesale distributor.
Okay.
And covered New England. Ben was my grandfather. My dad was Malcolm Elfman, who came in after World War II. And he worked for 60 years until he passed away. And I came into Ben Elfman in 1977 after I graduated college.
Yeah.
And I had worked for my dad for 13 years. So the company is still in existence today. It's a retail business now, but it's 112 years old. The name is still a very big name in New England and Boston with carpet and flooring. It's an old name.
But it's not in your family anymore.
No, my dad passed away, and he had a partner after I left, and the partner's running the business.
Okay, and how come you're running a company on the West Coast?
Well, in 1990, my wife and I wanted to get out of the cold weather of New England. We had two young children. I was 35, and we thought we might live somewhere that had a nicer climate and start our own company. So we ended up moving cross-country to the Bay Area and opened a company that's called Flooring Solutions. We're now just celebrating our 29th year in business. We are the largest non-union flooring contractor in the Bay Area. Now, we love it here. We just love it here.
How about that? So you went out there and you didn't buy anybody. You just greenfielded it and built it from scratch.
Yeah. We didn't have a customer, a friend, an installer. We had vendor relations. We had good supplier relations. But, no, we started from scratch. You know, now we run 75 installers and we have 9 salespeople. We've had a great run.
And tell me about the segments that you service.
Well, our niche is commercial only. Uh-huh. We don't do any housing, multifamily, retail. Right. We do mostly corporate. We do some medical, some schools, private schools. We don't do any public works. Uh-huh. We're very niche. We're very focused on the corporate market. We do a lot of restaurants, some retail, some hotels. So pretty much a mix, but all 100% commercial, non-union.
Okay. Is there a project you've done recently that it was worth talking about?
Well, we just completed a brand-new Hyatt Hotel in Palo Alto, California. It was 700 guest rooms.
Okay.
Plus common areas, dining rooms, fitness rooms. We do a lot of really nice jobs. We do a lot of corporate work. We did the state house in Sacramento, California. But we do a lot of small jobs. You know, we don't like big ones. There's a lot of risk, of course, but we do lots of TI, lots of small office jobs and restaurants and...
So this Hyatt Hotel, that's a huge project, 700 rooms. You do the whole thing?
Yeah. Yeah, and it was interesting because it was all wood.
Oh, really?
Every room got wood. No carpet, no LVT. Everything was wood in the guest rooms. The corridors were carpet. So it was an interesting high-end job.
How about
high-end
that?
High-end job.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I also saw where you carpeted the docks of a yacht club there in San Francisco.
Yeah, we've done a little bit of everything. We've done boats. We've done a lot of interesting projects. Theaters. We have fun.
From a product perspective, are you about 50-50 soft to hard, or how does that work out?
I'd say we're a little higher soft, maybe 60-ish.
Okay.
And of that 60, we're probably 90% carpet tile. We don't sell much broadloom anymore. We do LVT. We do sheet vinyl. Very little wood, except that big Hyatt job. But a lot of carpet tile. A lot of carpet tile.
All right. Yeah. I think that 60-40 kind of runs in the commercial market. That's about what the market is, I think.
Yeah, I would think so.
All right. So you made this decision to join Starnet. What drove that decision?
You know, a couple things. I'm getting a little older. I'll be 65 in October, and my wife and I wanted to plan some kind of an exit strategy. So last year, we decided to look into selling our business. You know, we did very mildly, no rush. We kind of threw it out there. We got approached by a private equity firm out of Toronto, Canada.
Uh-huh.
And we met with those folks. And we talked with some other private equity firms as well. But these folks, we like what their business model is. We like what they said.
Yeah.
They own two other flooring contractors, one in Seattle, one in Portland. And then they own 44 other types of businesses around the country and in Canada.
Yeah.
But we met with those folks. You know, what I liked about them was that they've never sold a company. They buy and hold.
Oh, really?
It's kind of a mini Warren Buffett kind of model.
Yeah.
They don't sell. The other firms we talked to said, yeah, we'll build you up, we'll triple your business, and we'll sell you. You know, that kind of a flipping kind of mentality. The most important thing to me, Kent, was honestly with my employees.
Right.
Because I've had people here 25 years mm-hmm. plus, and I wanted to make sure they were well taken care of. So these folks, they didn't make any changes. Mm-hmm. No changes, no nothing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people say that, but I vetted them. I spoke with the guy in Seattle. I spoke with the guy in Portland. I said, is this really true? Is this what they do? And they go, Rick, they haven't changed our business at all. They've just helped us.
Yeah, interesting.
You know, if we need to buy equipment, if we need something, they give us, you know, the financing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So my employees were protected, and that was my main motivation. Mm-hmm. It's been a year and 3 months. So far, so good.
And so the other two flooring contractors that they own are part of StarNet, and so they wanted all three of you in one organization, right?
That's right. The other two are StarNet members and happy with StarNet. And we have an annual what they call flooring summit where the three companies get together with the private equity folks. They're both StarNet, and they both like it. And they go, Rick, you ought to join. Yeah. You know, and I said, oh, okay, let's look into it. So, you know, long story short, one of the folks got me involved with Gene Mattson, and we went through the application and the interview process and got approved. We're now StarNet members, and we're looking forward to it. All we're excited about
Sounds good. There are also other StarNet members in the Bay Area, right?
There are. There's probably six.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is they're all union, and we're non-union. So that was a good fit for them because, honestly, I don't think they would have added another union flooring contractor.
Yeah.
But us being non-union, we fit that niche where we can go places that those guys can't. Huh. And luckily, I know all those guys, and they all voted us in, so that felt good. Yeah, I think it'll be a good relationship.
So how much longer till you retire, Rick?
Well, I'm thinking 2 years.
Okay.
I'm looking at 2 years.
Right.
I've got a great general manager, a fellow named Pat, who I'm training to eventually take over. Yeah, I think so. I'll be 67. I think that's good. I've been doing it for 40-plus years, so it's been great.
All right, Rick. It's good to catch up with you. Thanks for sharing your story with us. Again, we've been talking to Rick Elfman, the president of Flooring Solutions, based in the Bay Area, California. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaLA.net.